You'd think with all those glaciers melting around southeast Alaska, sea levels would be rising. But that's not the case. Some parts of the region are actually gaining ground at a pretty astounding pace. And as the tide line moves, a protected wetland in Juneau is shrinking. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
The view from Frank Rue's house overlooking the Mendenhall Wetland State Game Refuge didn't always look like this. He lives in a neighborhood called Sunny Point. But he says his kids used to come in from playing outside covered in mud.
The story was, and I don't know if it's true, that it was originally called Mud Point because there was a lot more mud out here and even a gravel beach. And then it was renamed Sunny Point.
Sunny Point sounds like a safer real estate investment. And today, nearly 30 years later, the neighborhood mostly lives up to that namesake. From Rue's back porch, you can see a field of long grass that stretches across to the Gastineau Channel. The tide only makes it to this spot below Rue's house a couple of times a year. So technically, this is still a wetland.
You know, I see ducks using these little ponds here all the time. Eagles are using this edge to hunt.
But the land right outside Rue's house is fairly new. And there's a geologic explanation for why it's changed so much since his kids were small. Juneau is rising by about a half an inch a year. The uplift differs from place to place, but region-wide, overall.
That's fast. That's really fast. As far as we know, this is some of the fastest rates. These are the fastest rates in the world.
That's Roman Motika, a retired glaciologist from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Motika says what's causing the land to rise up is a phenomenon known as isostatic rebound. As glaciers retreat, the absence of pressure from the ice causes the land to spring up.
You know, all I have to do is walk out to Mendenhall Glacier and you can see what's going on. So me as a glaciologist, that's sad to see my per glaciers wasting away, but that seems to be the future.
Motika says when researchers first started looking at this back in the 1960s, they thought that isostatic rebound was likely due to the glacial melt, which occurred hundreds of years ago. But today, the scientific models suggest it's also happening now.
Isostatic rebound, in this case, is directly related to climate change.
As the tide line moves farther back from places like Sunny Point, property owners like Frank Rue from before can go through a legal process with the state, essentially claiming ownership over these new lands. Normally, the state owns everything up to the ordinary tide line. But with rebound, those tide lines shift.
Okay, see the two stakes down there with the orange flagging?
Yeah. Rue points to his new property boundary. Together with his neighbor, he was able to claim 9 acres of the new land. But he's not keeping it. He's selling it to the Southeast Alaska Land Trust, a conservation group that plans to make this new land part of the Mendenhall Wetlands. Allison Gillum is the group's director.
Our long-term plan has been to give them back to the state, reincorporate them into the refuge, and basically preserve the refuge so future landowners can't continue to take land out of the refuge and continue to make the refuge smaller.
In fact, Gillum says the Mendenhall Refuge could become bigger than its original acreage. Her group has been able to procure some land that wasn't part of the old boundary. And in a couple of years, pending the approval of the Alaska legislature, all of this wetland could be protected, in some cases, once again. Frank Rue's kids may not come back with muddy boots anymore, but he thinks this refuge is still ecologically important for birds and people alike. Even after he's gone, no one will be able to build here.
That was my concern. I don't plan to do anything, but I don't know what the next owner or the next owner after that would do.
But now, all of the homes along Sunny Point will be able to enjoy their view and have protected wetlands as their backyard. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.